The grandmother of a former detainee in the Northern Territory's Don Dale Detention Centre has told the Royal Commission how she thinks the system should change. Her grandson told the Commission today that after another detainee set off a fire extinguisher, he was handcuffed to a fence and forced to sleep in a wet cell without a mattress for 24 hours. Felicity James reports from Darwin.
The witness referred to as BY described Don Dale's so-called back cells. He was 14 years old when he was first sentenced to detention.
And you said it stunk like piss, so yeah. Is that inside the cell?
Yep. And through the drains, you smell it through the draining.
What could you smell through the drain?
Smell like sewage, like shit.
Did it smell like that all the time?
Yeah, but when it rained, wet season time, it was even worse.
BY told counsel assisting the commission, Tony McAvoy, boredom was a factor in his offending, and problems began when a youth centre in Alice Springs shut down.
Oh, we had nowhere to go, so we started hanging around the streets.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who did you hang around the streets with?
Mates.
Yeah, so the same mates that you used to hang around at the Gap Centre with?
Yeah.
And you had nowhere else to go after the Gap Centre closed?
No.
He then described incidents in Don Dale in 2011 and 2012 when he was an older teenager, detained at the same time as Dylan Voller. On one occasion, someone set off a fire extinguisher in the back cells.
And one guard grabbed my arms and the other one was standing sort of behind me, put his arm around my neck, like in a headlock. Then when I got out into the basketball court area, I think I fainted, dropped to the ground, and then they picked me up and they handcuffed me to the fence.
He said the guards punished all of them instead of the teenager responsible by leaving them in a wet cell without a change of clothes.
And we had no mattress or bedding for 24 hours. We had to sleep on the cement till the next afternoon till they gave us our bedding.
But it wasn't you that had the fire extinguisher that set off the fire extinguisher, was it?
No.
He also spoke about an assault he committed inside Don Dale that resulted in charges against him, which he says was driven by anger about not being able to go home to Alice Springs for Christmas for a second year in a row.
We got taken out to basketball courts because the fire alarms went off and there was a bit of a deal or something going on, and Dylan Voller jumped in the pool. And then a lot of other detainees followed beyond, and I followed. And we started smashing stuff up, and I assaulted Michael Yaxling. And I was still a bit angry about him cancelling my flight.
The commission also heard from BY's grandmother, who spoke to the commissioners Margaret White and Mick Gooder about her training in counselling and suicide intervention, including work with staff at the Alice Springs Youth Detention Centre.
In your extensive experience, are the major challenges that the community faces in keeping its young people out of the youth justice and detention system? It's a big question, I know.
I think putting them in that one box, they put all Aboriginal kids in one box, not looking at them as individuals. Like my grandson, for instance. You know, he comes from a very supportive family. But because he's Aboriginal, they assumed that he came from a broken home, a dysfunctional home.
BY's grandmother had some other recommendations.
I would love to have a mental health team made up of various people, like a mental health worker, a psychiatrist, you know, psychologist, counsellor, working for those children. I'd have an Aboriginal support team.
On Friday, the former Labor Corrections Minister, Jerry McCarthy, is expected to give evidence.
Felicity James.